Congratulations. You're a part of the revolution.
It's the Smart Way Dalton Behring Fifth Quarter Fan Reaction.
The place where we want to hear from Big Orange Country about today's game. To get online now,
865-200-5402.
865-200-5402.
And now, let's get to your host, Tony Basilio.
Live here in the Ray Mears studio, the streak has reached 11 years. Are you really surprised? Welcome in. It is the fifth quarter. I'm Russell Smith. Tony Basilio is in transit, making his way back to the Ray Mears studios. And we will be taking your phone calls all night long. I don't know if I could do more than 3 hours of this, but I mean, you would think that people would be used to it by now. Anyway, we are here. Tony will be along shortly. He's going to be joining us on his remote unit as he makes his way back here to the Slam Dot Studios. We could take your phone calls, I think. Laura, what's the phone number here? I don't know the phone number. We'll get that for you. I don't even know if it matters because we've got all the phone lines are jammed. So, yeah, there you go. 544-8657. No, wrong. 200-5402. Tennessee loses by 1 point. 1 point. A 55-yard Aaron Medley field goal was maybe a foot wide right, 28-27. The streak reaches 11 years. Let us all gather here this afternoon and talk about it. Talk it out. Have a good cry on each other's shoulder, as that's what the fifth quarter is here for. I'd imagine we're about to hear some anger, some venom, some vitriol, some calls for a coaching change for Butch Jones's head. Butch Jones is about to get roasted. Let's not sugarcoat it. Let's not soften it. This is going to be brutal. Good thing he's in Gainesville. Wouldn't want to hear what's about to happen. Do we have Tony on his remote unit? No? All right, well, we will be joined by Tony here shortly. So let's just go and take some phone calls here and get right to it and see what the reaction is. Hello, caller. You're on the air. It is the fifth quarter here live from the my studios. No, it's the Ray Mears studios. Identify yourself, caller.
Hey, this is BK in Nashville. How you doing?
BK, it's post Florida, man. What can you say?
It's just devastating. I don't know how. I mean, there was 50 seconds to go in the game. We have, I don't know what, one timeout left, two, and we get off two plays before we had to kick a field goal, and we were lucky to do that because we were facing a runoff.
How ironic would it have been if they had lost the game due to the Dooley rule?
Yeah, no, wouldn't that have been great? That would have made it even better.
Course, right?
I don't know what kind of analytics they do to get off two plays in 50 seconds. Am I right? Is that right?
Oh, man, you know what? I wasn't watching, to be quite honest with you, BK, so I don't know. I just kind of, it was on. I was vaguely aware of what was happening, completely prepared for the inevitable, and I don't know.
It's unbelievable. And it didn't surprise me. I don't remember the last time we stopped anybody on fourth down. I really don't. Maybe it was 98 or whatever, but 5 for 5 for 123 yards on fourth down. How does that happen?
Florida is now perfect, 10 of 10 on the year on fourth downs, and Butch Jones strikes again in the name of all that is idiotic and stupid, up 27-14. Now, here's Mrs. B said this. So Tennessee gets a touchdown to go up 26-14 with about 10 minutes to go in the game. What are the chances that Florida is going to score a touchdown and two or three field goals? You go for two in that situation.
There you go.
What was Butch Jones think? I mean, where were the analytics that is when he knew?
Way to go, Ms. B. That's a great point. You know, and here's the thing. I and feel sorry for the players. I thought they gave everything they had. They took the fight to them, but that's just ridiculous. That is, I'm a Butch guy, but I'm telling you, that was awful. And he can go study all the analytics he wants. That's awful. That's on him. And if he doesn't claim it, if he doesn't claim it, shame on him.
It's absolutely brutal. BK, I know you want to talk to Tony. Let's see if we can bring him in now. Basilio, are you with us?
Yeah, Russell, I am. We're making our way back right now. We are on Pellissippi Parkway. I hope to do it on my rig, but like everything on this damn Florida day, here on your Smartway Dalton Bearing Hydraulic Fifth Quarter Fan Reaction, things just have a way of going haywire. And Tennessee, for the second time in their two games of consequence this year, they draw defeat from the jaws of victory. And today's game was just, I mean, you know what? Part of me wants to blame Butch Jones like BK is right now. And certainly he is going to get blamed because he doesn't manage football games well. He just doesn't. It's just not his strength. And today was a perfect example of that. However, we are now at a point as a football program and as a fan base where we need to honestly look in the mirror and say, what the hell has happened to us? Because I'm going to tell you something, BK in Nashville, what happened today on that field is Chicago Cub level, Steve Bartman level weird. I mean, that was one weird football game. Go ahead, BK. Finish your points.
I think BK has left the building, Basilio.
Has he left the building?
Yeah, it's I tell you what, it's absolutely brutal. What do you think about the decision, Butch Jones, up 20, you score a touchdown to go up 26-14. What are the chances that Florida's going to score a touchdown and kick two field goals? Why not go for two in that situation? Where is the analytics guru?
Russell, one more time. When he got the job from here, from Cincinnati, we had a guy on named Eric Waddell who used to do sports here in town, who knew Butch Jones from Cincinnati. Eric's grandfather played football at Cincinnati, or played basketball, rather, at Cincinnati. But Eric went to Cincinnati games all the time, and Eric used to take myself, my son. We used to go up once a game to a game with him once a year. He's in Tennessee, had an open date. And Russell, the guy is a peculiar, to say the least, tactician when he has the headset on. And one other thing that I'm going to question, and I want you to watch the Twitter, Russell, while we're making our way home, because he's going to be meeting with the press here.
Oh, I can't do
you
it.
You cannot call a timeout when Florida is attempting that field goal. You cannot call, and I know what he's going to say. They were going to attempt a fake. Let them fake it. You cannot take a kicker who had never been on the field and take Florida out of that situation. I make them execute that play.
Yeah, I mean,
give the ball back to them. You give them a minute to think about it. Two plays later, it's a completely different football game. You would have to try when you're Tennessee's kids to lose that game. That I am crushed for Josh Dobbs, the kids on that team, our fan base. I mean, I'm near tears right now over what I saw out there. And this is not radio. I'm not being funny. It's not worth joking about. I mean, damn. Give us a break. Give us a damn break here. We're the Tazzies, Russell. We got about 250 people in there. That place is jam-packed. We're celebrating, hooting and hollering, singing it's great to be a Tennessee ball and everything else. And then that happens.
Yeah.
And he decides, for some reason, to kick a meaningless extra point. And what kills you about that, and I'm not going to beat on him too bad, even though it's going to sound like it.
Sure we are.
Because I put on Twitter when they had a 2-touchdown lead, this guy is going to manage to universally urinate off our fan base while he's beating Florida, or while he may beat Florida. But we couldn't even do that. I look at our team and I say, honestly, we're just not there yet as a program.
Oh, come
on. He's not there yet. Here's the thing, though. He's not there yet as a game manager, not even close. I thought that the board had a nice day today at times. I thought he did enough, and they did enough offensively against a great Florida defense to win that game with the gadget plays. They don't run between the tackles enough for me. They still don't do that. And when they tried herd between the tackles, very little bit they did it at work. But they continue to do that finesse nonsense running with a power back, and it just doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't make any sense. And I just feel so horribly for everybody involved. I just don't even know what to say. But 865-200-5402 is a number. We could go through some stats in the game, which we will later, but really numbers in that game don't matter. Analytics don't matter. Jim McElwain to say that their offense is pedestrian, to say that offense that beat Tennessee today is average. I mean, they run that drag route. How in the hell does he get behind our secondary on that play? Which really, 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 how? How does that happen? How does that happen? Does that happen to anybody else in the country but us? Anybody? Does it happen to anybody else in the country?
Wow.
I mean, I'm telling you, this will drive you to drink.
Is this the worst of them? The 11 losses, is this the worst one, Basilio? Does this one hurt the worst?
Hell yeah.
Not even close?
Not even. How do you top last year's loss in Neyland Stadium? You give up a two-touchdown lead in their building.
Oh, last
tomato can quarterback. And here's the worst part. If I would have told you that they would have lost a 2-touchdown lead to that tomato can quarterback, you'd have said, yeah, Tony, we must have turned the ball over twice. Actually, we didn't. That's what's crazy. They drove the field.
Yep.
Now, we did have the one turnover. We did have the one turnover. And I'm going to tell you something about today's game. I give Jones, while we criticize, I give him a lot of credit for letting it hang out early in that game, and that's how Tennessee built that lead. But again, you've got a 2-touchdown lead in the second half. Where was just a little bit in the trick bag? Why didn't they go back to the trick bag, Russell? They built that lead with the trick bag. You knew straight up you were going to have trouble against that defense. Do you have anything else in the trick bag? And when you make a positive play, why do they always have to give the ball to number one around the outside? Can they run between the tackles? They did it a little bit early, and I commend that. I commend that. I love the jump pass, the Kamara jump pass. I appreciate that so much. And the throwback to Dobbs, I love that. We all love that. Again, like Dr. Sinclair says, what dooms this guy since he's been here is the middle two-thirds of that game.
Yeah.
For some reason, we have an accelerator with Butch Jones that doesn't go all the way to the floor, like Jerry Glanville said. And he said, let me tell you about racing. Jerry Glanville's on with me on Thursdays. Said when you take your foot off the accelerator, five cars are going by you in NASCAR at least.
All right, Tony.
That's the old adage.
You want some Butch quotes? They're coming down right
quotes.
Now. You want some?
Yes.
All right, Butch opens up by pointing to the fourth down, says the biggest thing is fourth downs, did a good job on third down, had to get off the field. He says, quote, we just have to keep grinding. That's all I can say.
I feel sorry for him. I really do.
Three fourth downs that if we get off the field, we're in the victory formation. Oh, here, Tony, you're going to love this. He's asked about kicking the extra point when going up 26-14. Quote, we have a chart. That's pretty standard in football. It's got a chart.
Pretty standard in what? Pretty standard to get up 12 points? He did not say that, Russell.
He's got a chart.
That's why I wanted you to watch it.
He's got
a
chart.
There's no way. Somebody's playing around on Twitter. Nope. There's no way he said we have a chart.
I've seen this
And it tells me when it says 6 points with 7.5. No, when it's a 12-point lead with a quarter of football to play, that I'm supposed to kick an extra point there. There's no way he said that. There's no way he said that.
How about this quote from Jim McElwain? Quote, you just don't lose to Tennessee, and they didn't.
Oh, my gosh. That is sickening.
He just dipped the ball in dog dew and shoved it down Butch Jones's throat.
I don't know how Butch Jones continues to recruit when he can't beat somebody. I mean, I'm just flabbergasted.
I've seen the chart.
That loss. What chart does he have?
He's got the chart. Now, granted, Tony, I mean, we don't know. Perhaps the chart did say go to two and DeBoer just smeared blue cheese on it.
Was he playing at Chinese checkers?
He's got a chart.
Tell you?
He's got a chart, Tony.
Australian rules football? What chart? What chart could possibly tell you that?
He's got a chart.
Is he doing my horoscope with Shirley MacLaine?
Yeah. It's like
and
a chart.
Sylvester Stallone's mother on the 900 numbers?
We have a chart
what
in my
chart?
House, a job chart for, you know, those of you with little kids, you got a job chart. He's got a chart, a point chart.
What are you getting off your account?
He put a star to it. We don't lose to Tennessee, quote Jim McElwain in his post-game presser. Shots fired. Butch said they called a timeout one time because they thought it was going to be a fake field goal from Florida.
Told you. That's not a sufficient reason there to call a timeout. It's not. He thought it was going to be a fake field goal. You tell your guys, watch the fake before they go out there. This guy's never attempted a kick. And so we're going to stay in our defense, which is what you do when you're coached. You know that guy's not attempting a field goal. We're going to stay in our defense, and we're going to force Florida to burn a timeout that they would have needed at the end of the game. There's no road there, buddy. My 16-year-old son, ladies and gentlemen, is driving me home.
Don't take it out on Anthony, Tony.
I'm telling you, it's not his fault. That I sit here tonight. And by the way, we were at Cassie's today. Thank you to those folks. We had a terrific time. Thank you, Bud Light. Thank you, Shock Top. It was insane in there. We had a terrific time. Tennessee football, and it was aptly presented by Bud Light and Shock Top because it will drive you to drink in great quantities. I don't know what other businesses that's good for, but the alcohol market certainly must benefit from the Butch Jones experiment or the Butch Jones experience. I don't know whether it's experiment or experience or the Tennessee football experiment, as Vino likes to say, because he believes it's a government experiment to see how much one fan base can take before cracking. When did we become the Chicago Cubs? When? I don't even... Russell, you joked all week that you were going to go do something else. Obviously, you can't because you make a living doing this, and you take seriously what you do. But it was good theater. I like that. It was fun on the air when you were saying it. Russell, in your young life, have you ever seen anything like that? Since you and I have been together in the 20 or so years that we've known each other, when you rolled into my studio as an intern up on Sharps Ridge, up at the old Team Sports Radio, have you ever seen Tennessee lose a game like that right there?
I mean, nothing surprises me anymore with the way Tennessee loses to Florida. They find new and creative ways, and I'm fully prepared for an even worse one next year.
No question.
How about some more Butch
Jones?
Do
you know how far superior to Florida Tennessee is? Here's the sad part. And we're going to go to the phones here momentarily. I'm almost home. We'll get a ton of phone calls, and we're going to be on for hours tonight breaking this down. Here's the sad part about this game tonight is that Josh Dobbs gave it his all, and he's going to lose his quarterback job. That's what's going to happen now. You're going to see a move afoot from people, and I think even the coaching staff to some extent. It's not going to happen overnight. But if he would have won today, he would have been able to hold on to his job. He played well enough to win. When they put the game in his hands and let him run around, they're a different football team offensively. Here's the problem with football at this level, and I'm not going to belabor the point. I'm not. But against Oklahoma, this is just the truth now. If you just do that a little bit against them in your building, you blow them out when you have a 17-point lead. If you just do a little bit of that, just a little. But, of course, they didn't. This poor Jones guy is so far away from it, and it's just so sad because he does everything else so well. And today he had some good moments. They had some really good moments as a staff. How in the hell did Florida beat us? Would somebody please explain that to me? I am like, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, at what point does recruiting overcome that? That lack of whatever it is that he has, that they have under him. I mean, with Dooley, he didn't have players. We all understood that. Tennessee's better than this team. They're better. They're way better than Florida. That tomato can quarterback beat Tennessee today. Will Greer. Gear. Grandpa Walton. How? I mean, I kept looking for his silver ponytail sticking out the back of his helmet. I mean, I thought he was going to have a cane back there for a while. What else on Twitter, Dubsy, from the coach?
Just a lot of fallout here. Apparently, we weren't able to hear the audio, but Butch Jones did not show a lot of fire in his post-game comments, and that predictably is drawing the ire of Vol fans. Here's a good one you'll like, Tone. Butch says, quote, "Is our resiliency being tested?"
Oh, no, not resiliency.
Yes,
not
but
even
it's
a
the,
word.
He said it's the fourth game
Please
of the season.
Please quit using that word. Resiliency. Oh, my gosh. I got news for Butch. The heat that is going to be on him is getting ready to be all time in his life. All time. How in the world did they lose that game? You'd have to try to lose that game. And I know Tennessee's defense is flawed. I get it. Hey, I didn't put Colton Jumper in there on the first series. I didn't do that. And when he took that bad angle, and Fred Taylor's son, Russell, what did he do with that bad angle when that middle linebacker took that bad angle? He's an elite player. And they didn't have Todd Kelly Jr. in there. What happened on that play, Russell? Explain it to me.
Tony,
it was like 55 yards going down the sideline. It looked like a convoy. When that middle linebacker got sucked in and blocked as easily as he, and it's not his fault. Believe me. It is not that kid's fault that he's out there. How do you lose that game to that pedestrian, brutal Florida? They were going to play Neon Treon, And he's such an idiot, he can't even stay. I mean, that kid's obviously brainless. Obviously. That kid's, what is he doing? They're trying to play him, and they have to suspend him. Then we find out that their kicker, pregame, is hurt and can't go. They beat us today without a place kicker. Now, you, again, would have to go some. Josh Dobbs today was lights out with his effort. Russell, what did you think of Josh Dobbs today?
I mean, it looks like he had a terrific game, Tony. You know, he's had some big runs, obviously, and scored a touchdown. So, I mean, he's, you know, I don't think you can pin this one on him. I don't know that you can even pin it on the offense. You scored 27 points. You gave up 28 points to a team that put up 14 against Kentucky last week. You had a 27-14 lead with 10 minutes to go in the ball game.
Yeah.
You know, this is fairly straightforward, simple stuff. You run the ball, play a little defense, close it out. You know, so
if ever there's an, and I look, if I were to give Butch Jones some advice, which we will tonight after this one, stop talking, stop the cliches. Stop team 119, team 120, team 121. Coach the damn football team. Go to your Monday press conference. Say as little as possible. And get off the podium. If I were him, that's what I would do.
And get rid of that chart. Chart's not helping
that,
your
and whatever
push.
Chart that is, and whatever chart that is that you have, put it away.
Chart needs to go.
The chart, that chart that he's using is a chart. That's what it is. Okay? He has a chart in his pocket.
Oh, man.
Because that's what that is. Any chart that tells you when you're up 12, in major college football, in that environment, to kick an extra point, when you know damn right well you're playing an opponent whose neck you must step on, that is a chart. That is not a chart.
So, I mean,
and right about now, with the way that game ended, I resemble that remark.
Well, I realize Butch got a little bit snippy. Somebody asked a follow-up about it. He said, well, I already answered that. You guys already asked about the two-point conversion. Maybe when he calms down, they can ask him about it again on Monday. But, I mean, the logical follow-up is, are you really concerned that with 10 minutes to go, Florida's going to score a touchdown and two field goals? Why not go for two? It's really kind of stupid.
It's beyond indefensible. I don't know where this guy came from. Actually, I do. Because I saw him at Cincinnati do similar things. But never did this scope, because I didn't follow Cincinnati that closely. I just thought he was a goofy in-game coach. Like I told you when he first got the job, you called me up. You knew I was a kind of a UC fan, and which I still am. I watched their game the other night with Memphis. And certainly their program is not to the level that it was when Butch Jones and Brian Kelly and D'Antoni was there under Tuberville, who's kind of playing out the string, and that's okay. He's a nice veteran coach, but certainly not the level of excitement in that program now. But Butch Jones, the one-foot field goal, and that's a field goal from the one-foot line. That's the kind of stuff that fans talk about 30 years from now. He'll be long gone. And people will talk about that Saturday night when Oklahoma came to town, when it was 70 degrees outside. There wasn't a cloud in the sky. It was a beautiful night. The Vols are up 17. That loss tonight is worse. Now, I don't know how they did that. I don't pretend to know how they did. He can get snippy all he wants. You cannot kick an extra point there. You just can't do that. And by the way, you can't take a timeout and let them think about coming out of that and putting their quarterback back out there. Make them execute that fake. Make them execute that fake. And think far enough ahead, like most coaches do, to say, hey guys, that guy's never attempted a kick. He's never attempted a kick. They're not kicking it. And you play, and you max protect. I mean, what is so hard about that? This is not rocket surgery. It's an unbelievable turn of events. It is just, it's unbelievable.
Against Oklahoma.
Give me something else on Twitter.
Against Oklahoma and Florida, Tennessee has been outscored 49-17 after the half.
Damn. Oh, by the way, this comment about not making adjustments, that's another thing I'd like to give him another little piece of advice here. Right now he's on the ropes. Shut up. Your fans do not want to hear that. And for the people who hate on me on Twitter, I will continue to tell the truth, whether you like it or not. I will continue to tell the truth. And I can promise you this. Most people who follow Tennessee football, who have a brain, who do not want to be spoon-fed that nonsense that they're spoon-fed from the Vol Network day in and day out, no offense to them. They have a job to do. They gotta polish up a turd. That's what this is. I mean, I feel sorry for those people. You imagine doing Vol calls? Imagine having Brent Hubb's job right now on his website. You gotta polish this up. And poor John Bryce. Those guys have to polish this up. What do you say about this? You know what they need to do? Mike Rowe needs to go spend a couple weeks with VolQuest. Until this guy wins a game of consequence. And they ought to put it on an episode of Dirty Jobs. Because you talk about polishing a turd.
Oh, we also have
You need hip boots and waders.
We also have our Dewey Beach Truman moment, Tony. Rick Russo, WVLT, on screen with the graphic that says Vols beat Gators. Apparently, they didn't have time to get that one turned
out.
Oh, around.
My gosh. Poor Rick Russo.
Tennessee is
poor
now.
Poor Channel 8. Oh, God. Does it get any worse?
Since Philip Fulmer's last season in 2008, Tennessee is now 1-21 against Florida, Georgia, and Alabama. The lone win against Georgia in the Kiffin year. 1-21.
1-21. I don't even know who our program compares to. I mean, my son, we're about home. I'm at the Rainier studio. We're pulling in the neighborhood right now. Russell, I was kind of hoping we'd crash on the way home. That's where I'm kind of at. Mm. And I was kind of weighing the benefits of maybe, you know, just flying off the road and getting the phone knocked out of my hand.
Keep your seatbelt on, Tony. Buckle up.
I don't have my seatbelt on.
Tennessee outrushed Florida by 145 yards.
Wow. The Vols outrushed Florida by 145 yards. My son just said, no kidding. Russell, I don't even know.
And Butch Jones.
I don't even know if I understand what I just saw, let alone want to talk about it. But I'm coming in right now, and we'll take some phone calls. 865-200-5402.
Butch is just getting blistered by the national media, too. Dan Wolkin, USA Today, says, quote, Butch has botched this game in every which way. One of the worst coaching jobs I've ever seen. I mean, it is open season right now. Butch, in his post-game presser, says, quote, this doesn't define us. Actually, I mean, if this pretty much sums up the Butch Jones era thus far. A lot of nice-looking players, looking good at times, can't close out a big game.
That's I mean, really, that's a great way of putting it. They need Steve Bedrosian or somebody. They need to go get a Hall of Fame closer. Oh, that was me cutting myself off. It's pretty sweet. All right, let's go to the phones. Give me that number again on the second half scoring, because that's all time.
Oh, I got to go back and find that. I
mean, 49 to 17.
Yeah.
We have so much to digest out of this game.
There's so much coming down right now. It's like
it's avalanche. It's
football stupidity overload.
It's an S storm, which is what I called it on Twitter earlier in the week, and that's what this is. And you know what? People like to say this guy's our Ron Zook. No way, man. Ron Zook's a better football coach than him. Ron Zook's a better football coach as a head coach. This guy can really recruit, man, but he just can't. He can't do it.
Why can't Butch Jones, you know, he's got all these charts. You know, he knows what he's going to say. He's got all these pre-prepared lines.
Yeah.
Why can't he just get up there and say,
I blow it.
I botched
this. He's not capable.
I'm sorry.
He's not capable of doing it.
I screwed up.
Show some passion.
He can't admit an error.
No. Show some passion, man. It's okay. I've screwed up. Hey, Russell, turn that fan on, would you? And you want to turn it three clicks over. One, two, three. Keep going. That's how we keep ourselves. We're really high-tech here in the Raymere studio. On your smart way, Dalton Behring, hydraulic fifth quarter fan reaction. You don't want to hear me and Russell rattle on, but that was... I guess mildly amusing. Sorry about that, but I had a listener watch party. I got to serve two places at the same time.
BK,
let's go to the phones.
Call was really good, I thought.
BK, thank you. Great call. Let's get back to our phones. Our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Hey, Tony. This is D. Brady.
Hey, Brady. Get on in here, buddy.
Hey, dude. Let's go ahead and get specific. Do you like specifics?
Yeah, go right ahead. Yeah. Man. Go ahead.
Hey, Tony, specifically, over a four-game stretch, I haven't seen wide receivers breaking press coverage, getting wide open, or doing nothing. Let's go ahead and point the finger at Zach Athani.
Oh, it's not his fault.
Man, I gotta jump on him from the top rope, dude.
It's not his fault.
Come on, man.
It's not his fault.
Oh, yeah. What's not his fault, bro?
Who's his head coach?
I don't give a shit.
Well, I'm just telling you. I'm telling you. You can blame Zach Azani. Hey, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about the program. People I know that are plugged into the program have been warning Butch Jones about Zach Azani for years. And you know what? He's still there. Just like Colton Jumper started at middle linebacker. If you want to blame Zach Azani, if it makes you feel better to blame him, blame him. We have a system where we're running 11 wide receivers out there. And if you want to yell and scream at me, Brady, yell and scream at me. But I'm telling you, it's not his fault.
I don't give a shit. It's his fault. And I want to give some praise, man, because the guy that's coaching running backs, he's played the game. We got a guy that's coaching running backs. Dude, come on, man. This was a game when we put it there and we started running the ball, man. Come on, man. Still a former ball. Where you at, TR? Come on. That was when we were winning this game.
One thing I'll give you, Brady, and I know you're a former guy. If you would give former these two games, Florida and Oklahoma, with the exact team that this guy has, he would have taken number 1 and number 11, and he would have punished both of those opponents. And Tennessee be 4-0 right now.
Hey, bro, can I give you a score if Fulmer was coach?
Go ahead.
34-14. That's what he would have done.
Both games. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Average. So maybe 42-10, something like that, but... average, man. That's what's up, man. Hey, what's up with Dalton and Collision and everything up here in Mascot? Come on, man. Talk to me.
Thank you, Brady. Dalton Behring Hydraulics, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad you asked me about that, Brady, because Randy Dalton today said, Tony, we're winning, aren't we? I said, oh, yeah. We're rolling. I was telling people down there, I'm like, man, this game's easy. People were coming to me, they were like, how'd you know that? I said, because Florida's not any good. All you got to do is just go out there and win this game.
You know, the chart should be pretty standard. People have already looked it up, and I mean, these are all over. You can find these anywhere.
Butch thinks he's smarter than you.
You lead by 12 points, you go for two. That's what the chart says.
Obviously.
I'm telling you, Butch must have smeared blue cheese on his chart this week. That's the only reasonable explanation.
I told you what happened to his chart. It turned into a chart. And it is what it is, man.
Why is his chart different from everybody else's chart? I mean, these are important questions that need to be asked.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's just that simple. Maybe he's got the wrong chart. Get him the right chart, and they're 4-0 right now.
Back to the phones we go. 865-200-5402. Next call in, Smartway Dalton Bearing Hydraulic, fifth quarter fan reaction. Welcome.
Hey, Tony, Russell's Chuck.
Hey, Chucky, get in here, buddy.
I'm sitting up here, 27-14, and I start writing for the JBE Sports page and Twitter page, like the curse of the Bambino, the curse of the swamp is broken. I had to delete all of that. I couldn't believe it. And I'm sitting up here, yeah, we outrushed them, they outpassed us, but most of the stats are somewhat even. But Butch is sitting up here. We have to start learning how to close games out. We were one play away, and we have to close it out. And I know how Monday's going to be. He'll come out, he'll make his little statement, he'll take a couple of questions, and he'll say, okay, let's start concentrating on Arkansas. He's going to push it under. And I'm sitting here, people are ripping him, except one young lady on Bowls for Life. She has a picture of Sean. She says, see this guy? He can coach. Keep him. He can't control how his players act on the field. He can't control the minds of the players. Suck it up and stop being sore losers. She loves Butch, but she's in Georgia, so I don't know if that's what it is. But the defense, I've been saying it all season. That secondary, you saw Bowling Green ran through the secondary. If they had a different type team, they might have beat UT. Oklahoma ran through them. And I keep saying, I was telling, I can't think of his name off the top of my head. I was telling them, if UT is winning going into the fourth quarter, that's when I start thinking they're going to lose. I think they have to always come from behind in the fourth quarter, because I think they take their foot off the pedal when they get in the fourth quarter with a lead. I was telling that to Steph.
Chuck, it's sickening. Today's game, Chuck, should have never happened. That just cannot happen to you. And you know what? What is he doing saying the chart says? Does he think that people are stupid? And I'm telling you what the establishment's going to do. They're going to blame Josh Dobbs and say he can't throw the ball. That's what the establishment's going to do. I know the script. And let me tell you something. Josh Dobbs today and, number one, helped us outrush them by 145 yards and still lose the damn game in their building, which should never, and I mean never, happen. Never happen. Never. Never happen.
Well, I've been saying for the longest time, and I asked Josh, do you run too much? He said, well, a couple of plays are basically designed.
No.
The rest are from a broken play.
Time out. He hasn't run enough. If he would have run a little bit in that Oklahoma game, if they would have played this Josh Dobbs today and would have played that game like that in the second half, they would have won that game easily in their building. That's my problem.
Butch does defend Josh today. He says we've been able to protect the quarterback, and Josh managed the game and did a good job.
Butch isn't good enough. I'm sorry to say. But, Chuck, I thank you. I appreciate you, brother, always. And I'm glad to hear you feeling good, man.
No, buddy. October 7th. I'll send you an email.
I love you, man.
You too.
Chuck's a veteran, served our country, and he's got some lingering effects from his service, and he's going to have a surgery, and I'll ask for prayer for him. Anybody that's a praying person on October 7th, he's going to undergo surgery. We're going to get as many people on the phone lines as we can. Dr. Sean Sinclair's appearance tonight is presented by our friends at Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics, in the business of providing exceptional service and unbeaten prices for all their customers. selling both domestic and import hydraulic cylinders and components. DaltonHydraulic.com online. Last year, over 300,000 AC and DC hydraulic cylinders and hydraulic power units were sold right from their huge office in Granger County, Tennessee, making them your number one source, whether it's standard or off-the-shelf custom hydraulic cylinders and power units, or anything that turns or makes mobile components work, including bearings. And Randy Dalton and Dustin Dalton, if you guys are listening right now, could you please send me a full shipment of bearings, because I've effing lost mine. Dr. Sinclair.
Did you just drop a bomb in your live read?
Dr. Sinclair, would you please get in here and tell us that I'm being too hard on Butch Jones, because I know I'm being overly emotional. Go ahead.
Oh, no, not at all.
We're being overly emotional. You like to reel it in, and I appreciate when you do that. So go ahead, Sink. Go reel
us. Voice of reason.
Yeah, give me a voice of reason here.
Well, I can't give you a voice of reason. I can't give you a voice of reason at all. I mean, this guy loses games in the SEC. He loses games against... Look, we all want to sugarcoat it. Oklahoma's a bad team. Give me a break. Florida is worse than Oklahoma. They have a nice defense, but we gouged them. We eviscerated them with our running game. And the guy makes every time. I mean, the guy could F up a one-car funeral. He could F up a wet dream. Whatever slogan you got, this guy can screw it up. Under no circumstances do you call that timeout when they're about to kick the ball. If you read McElwain's lips, he said, kick the ball. Kick the ball is what he said. And their kickers go out there and we call a timeout. It's uncanny how this guy blows it. You're exactly right. You go for two. Extra point to make it 13-point lead does absolutely nothing for you. In fact, all it does is put you in line to get tied with two field. It makes no sense.
How much time, Russell? I'm so mind numb from the game. Because I'm watching it with a group of a couple hundred people, Sean, and you know me, I'm spending time with everybody.
Sure.
How much time, guys, was left in the game at that point when Tennessee elected to go for two? Do you guys remember?
I think it was like, was between 8 and 10 minutes, maybe 10, 14 or something like that.
Okay, we'll see if we can find it. That is really, as a Division I coach, unforgivable. And then to stand up there afterwards and tell your fan base your chart told you to do that, what chart? Canadian football where there's a rouge? What chart? What chart? Sean, have you ever heard of that? What chart would possibly tell you that?
Well, we're jumping on things like charts and all this. The bottom line is, this guy has shown that he can't get it done. I mean, Jim McElwain had no flipping clue out there. It's not like this guy led them back to win. He's a joke. He's a big game. Bob was pooping his pants 2 weeks ago because he was about to get beaten, and somehow Butch Jones blew it again. I wish, and it's rubbing off on the team. You know, when the pressure got to us, take a look at the end of that. Out of nowhere, Evan Berry trips over the 20-yard line or whatever it was. I'm not blaming Evan Berry, but that's what happened. Then you get up there, and we're trying to figure out what's going on. A senior in Kurbison inexplicably jumps off sides for, I think, our first penalty of the day. And then we can't figure out what's going on. And I don't. You're exactly right. We have like a minute to go. We run two plays, and we're lucky to be able to get off a 55-yard field goal.
What was that at the end of the game? How did the clock run there when it looked like we got out of bounds on that play? What happened there?
I don't. Well, here's another one. Here's another bozo play. I take it back. We had another penalty. We're first and 15. It's first and 10. It's first and 15, so we blow our second timeout. What are we doing calling a timeout at first and 15?
This guy is, I mean, I want to belabor the point. I'm gonna give you something because people think I'm too hard on him, and I don't think you can be hard enough on a guy making $3 million that's that bad managing a football game. Let me share something with you that Dari Noka from ESPN put out. This comes courtesy of Fake Dane Bradshaw into my inbox. And Fake Dane, thank you wherever you are, doing fake good works, by the way. Dari Noka, painful Vols fact. This season, teams are 188-3 when leading by 13 points in the fourth quarter. Two of those three losses belong to Butch Jones.
I think if we have Serge and Chavis, we got to go fourth and Jancic.
Wow. Sean, can I ask you and Russell something on fourth down? Because people at Cassie's were just going crazy when they only rushed three on that series. Why don't you sell out and go get that tomato can quarterback if you're going to let a receiver get behind you like that?
Well, Danielson made the point that he wouldn't have spied like that with the other guy. So, you know what? Who knows? The bottom line is, You somehow, as a coach, you've got to win the game. You can nitpick. I mean, you could say Dobbs didn't hit Josh Smith on that wheel route. He may have scored a touchdown. It doesn't matter. The bottom line is, in games of consequence, Butch Jones finds a way to lose. He's the show killer.
To the phones we go.
That's too hard. I don't think that's too harsh.
Let's get in here. A friend of mine down there kept calling him Buzz Jones tonight. I told him that was unfair. Buzz Jones is a little unfair for me. But let's get back to our phone calls. 865-200-5402. This is a place where you can come.
Who's
to vent.
Superstar roommate?
We're not going to scream and yell at you for having your opinion.
Very many responses.
Back to our phones we go.
Tony.
Let's get our next call in. Hello, who's this?
This is Vandy Joe.
Hey, Vandy Joe, get in here.
You're looking for how Tennessee, you're looking for something that, you said the Chicago Cubs, Tennessee has become the Vanderbilt. They've Vanderbilted themselves today. Only Vanderbilt could lose a game like that.
Joe, I hear
the Tennessee Vanderbilted themselves.
Joe, I hear glee in your voice.
No. I'm just saying, I couldn't believe what I was watching. I literally could not believe what I was watching. I just started laughing. I couldn't keep from it. I thought, my gosh, how can this man blow two 14-point leads.
Hey, Joe.
That late.
Joe.
In two ball games.
Joe, 5-4-3. You're a Vandy fan. Get the hell off my talk show. Thank you. I don't want to hear you.
I thought we weren't going to scream and yell at people.
Well, I'm sorry. I just broke that promise. Sean,
that
I just broke.
An entire
no,
time.
I was talking to Tennessee fans. I don't want to hear from Vandy Joke. And Vandy Joke, you know I love you. Not really. But you know I love you. You're not doing that on my time.
You know what? I think if you're there, I think the really astute out there would notice that this game started going downhill when Briny Boy Hartman made a TV appearance. Did you notice that?
Keith McNabb said, the only time I want to hear turn down for what from now on is when Butch Jones turns down penalties. That's a pretty good line.
More.
He did it again tonight. He loves turning down penalties. He is... Hmm.
I didn't have an issue with that one.
Does he have a chart that tells him to do that?
Back to our phones we go. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Hey, Tony.
Yes, hello.
Hey, first of all, I want to say I love hearing Chuck call in. I'll definitely be praying for you, Chuck, and love listening to you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Secondly, just let me say I'm calling in as the 12th individual tonight, and the 12th individual is a little pissed off. You know, I was riding home in my energy bus and getting ready to pull in the driveway, and, you know, all four tires went flat, and I ran into a damn oak tree in my front yard. I mean, it's pathetic. You know, we got a trumpet player as a football coach. When it's time to put it on the line and it's time to start swinging, He's used to getting his drawers pulled up over his head. He has no balls, none. And it's sickening, man. It is absolutely sickening. You know, our coaching staff, you know, besides Gillespie, we've got a synchronized swimming coach as offensive coordinator. We've got Zini or Panini or whatever his name is over there, these broke cat bill and wristbands pulled up over his shoulders. Has got absolutely nothing out of this receiving core that is loaded with talent. We've got a line coach who looks like he needs to be working at a sandwich shop down on the strip somewhere. I mean, he's pathetic. Then you go on the defensive side of the ball, and we've got two Georgia retreads that, you know, I thought Chavis, I used to give him a hard time, but I'd absolutely kill to have John Chavis back. You know, you give up, how do you give up a touchdown on a 15-yard pass when you're down 6 points and you're playing prevent defense? Unbelievable. You know, and then I've heard all about this Harold and defensive line. Florida's got three true freshmen playing offensive line, and we can't even pressure, get any yep. kind of pressure. None. You know, we invent ways to lose.
Dude, that Florida team, hey, that Florida team that beat us today, I mean, look, can we just call it what it is? They suck. That's a bad college football team. Bad college football team.
They're getting ready to lose about five for next year.
Yes, they are. How many years have we said it every year during Will Muschamp? Because they were always unbeaten after this game, and they would always go on and lose three or four games. And they're going to lose three or four or five games.
They'll be lucky to make a bowl game.
That team is bad. Yep. And we had the foot on the throat, and the number is 188-3, and Butch Jones has two of the three losses in college football when teams lead by a couple scores in the fourth quarter.
We just launched another guy. Nobody knew who Jim McElwain was before today. Now he's up there saying, we don't lose to Tennessee here. He's talking trash.
Yeah, we can listen to that jackass out there for 15. Talking crap like
exactly.
Spurrier never dropped a bomb like that.
No, and Jim McElwain looks to me like a guy that could eat an apple through a picket fence.
He could wear out a corn cob. That's for sure.
No question.
I'm telling you one thing. This is just the beginning. We're going to find ways to blow games. The next one, and the next one, we're going to have to change something up. I mean, it's pathetic. Did you watch Alabama and Ole Miss? Did you see
it was so outstanding.
Ole Miss got in the ball game.
It was so outstanding. It was.
Hey, that's a football coach. You come out swinging. You don't come out
rolling your
quarterback out 2 yards and flopping down.
Let's give Butch some credit. Let's give Butch some credit. The stuff that they cooked up for this game early on. First of all, they ran herd between the tackles early, and it worked on the first series. I give them credit for that. The second thing that they did is the trick plays, the two of them, were both beautiful, including the fourth and two. So Butch listened a little bit. But the problem with Butch Jones is it's just, for whatever reason, as Sean said, it's just not good enough.
Oh, he hit Tony. To win,